companies put those restrictions on this sometimes. Y'all want to try it.
Praise the Lord, everyone. Welcome to Women Speak Now and Be Heard. I'm your host tonight, Minister Charlene, and on the airwaves right here, right now, 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 7 p.m. Mountain Time, 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thank God for this precious opportunity to be before you. Don't take it lightly. It's been a definite new and amazing year, 2019. God has definitely shown up, showed out, throwed his weight around, has definitely brought us into different scenarios of his presence. And reflect, I began to think about how God has brought us into his presence in new, unique ways this year. But before I go into it, I want to first thank God for his presence. I want to thank God for the Holy Spirit. I want to thank him for the death, burial, and resurrection of the Lord Jesus the Christ. And thank God for bringing us thus far throughout this year and continuing bringing us through. And as he's bringing us through, he's taking things out of us and replacing and putting things within us that gives him glory and that pleases him. Hallelujah. So I want to thank God for the listeners. I want to thank God for Pastor E for this precious opportunity to be on this broadcast. Thank God for the Now Network, P2P Provoked Purpose Ministry. Thank God for my God, all the connections that lead to that point to Jesus Christ, my God. And I just pray that you will pray for me. I want to take my time, but I want to be thorough, and I'm praying that God will bless this message that it will be effective. Amen. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you, oh God, for, my God, how you impressed your word upon our hearts, oh God, how you have brought us into enlightenment, oh God, of your mind, of your will, of your heart, of the affection that you feel as our God. Thank you, Heavenly Father, God, for, my God, bringing us closer to your love, closer, my God, to the things that have concerned you, concerning the hearts and minds of your people. Lord, I don't take it lightly. You have spoken to the singles this year. You have spoken, my God, to your sons and to your daughters, to your ministers of reconciliation this year. You have spoken, oh God, and you have allowed, my God, different, my God, areas of our hearts to be, my God, impacted by your truth. You will bring about a change in the mighty name of Jesus. So we thank you, Lord. I pray you continue to do the awesome work that you're doing in making us one in you, that you will be glorified. And I ask it full of faith. And everybody said together, in Jesus' name, amen. Amen. This year in our meetings with God, we've been awakened because we were asleep. We've been shaken. We've been shocked. We've been, my God, alerted, startled, nerves rattled. My God, we've been, my God, rebuked, called out on our stuff in certain things concerning our characters and our attitudes because we don't know how to, my God, comprehend the hand of God in bringing about a change. Unfortunately, in unique ways, we've been mishandled, misunderstood, misinterpreted, disliked, my God, disapproved, mocked, laughed at, hated on, looked at, and just put on Front Street by bullies and those who assume what our service in the Lord truly is. One thing that I found out in us drawing closer to God this year, we have been brought into, as it were, his classroom to be taught the things of God. Another thing, we've been on gurneys and rolled into the spiritual operating room where God would operate on our hearts. We've been afraid and overwhelmed and disheartened and frustrated. We've been discouraged at our ends of being cried out, wearied and torn, and in an upheaval of emotions, trying to figure out how and why God has put us all on his spiritual gurneys. Mm-hmm. And another thing, we have gotten the chance to hear God fine-tuning our ears spiritually. Anybody ever hear the sound of high-pitched sound this year in your ears as God was, my God, has been fine-tuning our spiritual ears, my God, onto his spiritual frequency, only to help us to catch and to comprehend his voice, his nudging, tugging, and sensing his presence more than before. Also, we have been to the altar, having to pour our hearts out before God in fastings and prayers and intercessions, confessions, and acknowledgments of the truth that our heart needed to be not only reformed, but taken out and replaced with a new heart. We needed a heart transplant. And we found ourselves sitting at a table. Yes, we know the scripture says that God will prepare a table before us in the presence of our enemies, but we found ourselves sitting at a unique table, and amazingly, God was the server. Somebody had a glass of milk. Somebody had a cup of orange juice. Somebody had a bowl of greens. And somebody had some steak on their plate. But what we found out that we couldn't look at each other's glass, bowl, or plate, but that we had to drink or eat whatever God has spiritually served us, only to tell our neighbor sitting next to us, whatever God put in your glass, you've got to drink it. Whatever God put on your plate, you've got to eat it. And we even found out that when God has concluded that we have passed the test that he has given us, that he granted promotion. Anybody been promoted in 2019? Some literally, some spiritually, some both. Nevertheless, God didn't quickly let us know that he was testing and proving us to know if we were ready to go to the next place that he had already set for the grow-up, also known as the promotion. Hallelujah. Are you praying with me on tonight? We found ourselves sitting in the room holding mirrors, as it were, in front of us, and to see ourselves the way God seen us and was not pleased, and how God would reconcile us after repenting, and that he would want to see his fruit of his spirit within us, that it would be manifested. Hallelujah. So now here we are sitting, as it were, in God's big living room, where he can walk around and talk to all of us together while yet looking at each of us one by one. With his God confidence, sharing his heart of who he is and who he is not. There is more in store in this message, so let's find a seat and first know that we've been invited by the Spirit of God to come on into God's presence, to experience him and allowing him to just be who he is, the God man. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Come on into God's living room. It's time that we all take a spiritual seat and allow the Holy Spirit of our God to speak forth truths from his holy word to us. May God shed forth his bright light of illuminating revelation of his holy word upon each of us. And may we grasp and comprehend the wisdom, knowledge, and clarity that emanates from his Holy Spirit. May neither of us be found to fight against God's word or dare convince our own selves to consider to try to throw off what God himself is trying to put upon us all, to be clothed with humility. May we all take off the garments of self-exaltation, self-righteousness, selfishness, and self-will. And finally, may we all become transformed, renewed, revived, and quickened by God's Spirit. Hallelujah. That will bring about a change. This prayed right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, that the Christ, the Jesus of Christ, that everyone online and everyone, my God, on the call would say, yes, Lord, hallelujah, bless God, and amen, hallelujah. I began to think about God being the God-man. Yes, he has, you know, I can also understand that someone may say, you know, I already know how this message is going to go. I already know what's going to be said, because if you already believe that God's word declares that he is coming to the flesh, you would know generally about that title. Hallelujah. So basically, the prayer is, Heavenly Father, please go before me, lead me, guide me to what you would like to be said, of what you want to be revealed from your heart to all of our hearts. We, your people, have come in this room to hear from you. Guard our hearts, our minds, our thoughts, and open them to hear from you and you alone. This I pray also in the name of Jesus. Has everyone found a seat? Good. Let's make sure we're not bumping elbows. Tell the person to scoot over just a little bit, because as this message goes along, we want God to come on in the room and walk up and down the aisles, looking at each of us one by one, and to let us know exactly what he's wanting to tell you and you and you and you. Yes, you. Oh, yes, and you. You and me too. Everybody got a space.
All right, it's time. God, have your way. Let's go. Hallelujah. The God man. Subtopic, unknown and known. To first give you all the backdrop of this message, before fully, my God, waking up one day, my God, last week, I heard very clearly, God man. There was nothing else God gave me, but I heard very precisely, God man. Holding that, my God, thought near to my heart, I began to ponder on what it was about that God would want me to know and to expound on and to share. So here it is. Many of you already could guess that, yes, God exists, and God made himself known to be God, the creator, miracle worker, sustainer, God of battles, the God who grants wealth, riches, prestige and honor, recognition and revelation to and on those who he delights to show forth his glory on or through. In the Old Testament, God revealed himself to be the I am that I am. God clearly made humanity know that he existed, even though he was unseen by everyone's natural eyes. Back then in the Old Testament, there were possibly many who were literally naturally born blind, and many have been in the company of the Egyptians and Israelites, and, my God, in the company of the enemies. Those people that were in the Egyptian, my God, nation and Israelites, some of them were possibly literally blind. So there's nothing that they could see to my God, consciously connect to that, my God, God's creation, you know, to see it, to see the trees, the water, and everything, to know this was created and made by God. I want to try to take my time just a little to help you to recognize that there are someone around you. You know, think about your company of associations where you work at, your neighbor, your family, whoever, my God, the connections are. If there is someone around you who can't see and who are unable to naturally see that God exists. Let me say this a different way. There are some around who can't see or recognize, relate, or identify that God exists. For the first reason why is because they are literally blind, or possibly born blind. Another reason, they cannot physically see the earth, the sun, moon, or stars. They cannot see the oceans, the birds, the mountains, the trees, or fruit from fruit-growing trees. All they could do is hear what they hear if someone says that they're holding a watermelon, a cantaloupe, or strawberries. Another reason why someone can't see or identify that God exists is because perhaps they are an atheist or because they are spiritually blind. If someone is hearing this message and is spiritually blind, they will immediately log off, hang up the phone, my God, thinking in themselves that they already know what this message is about, or that they would dare to think that they're above what's going to be brought out in this message and, my God, leave. Because they don't believe in God. Also know that because they don't know that God became a man. Some people block that out of their consciousness because they can't see how the great almighty God, my God, came to earth the way that he did. Hallelujah. Are you praying with me? What was unknown about God in the Old Testament became known when God spoke to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. God allowed kings to know he rules from the heavens. God fought many battles for his people, and my God, they knew that he was the God who fights battles. God proved that he was not anything like other gods of other lands, my God, worshipped by those that served them and sacrificed their entire lives for. I like it when God brings out truths of his character. In the Old Testament, it displays in its pages God's character, his likes and his dislikes. In the Old Testament, we see God spiritually creating and moving, listening, hearing, speaking, and warning. God allowed us to see him moving by his mighty power, showing forth miracles, signs, and wonders, emanating not just from his awesome God presence as the almighty God, but God allowed himself to be made manifest by his creative, awesome, and terrible power, that he is the only true and living God, and that there is none like him. I know, we're all here sitting in God's big living room. God has got all of our attention. One would think, who's in trouble, right? Look at it this way. No one is. It's God bringing all of us into this spiritual room because he wants to speak to all of us. So we have to focus because he's drawing us closer to his heart. We have to listen up because he's already been walking down the aisles looking at each of us one by one. Isaiah 9:6 tells us, "For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace." 1 Timothy 3:16 declares and says, "And without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifest in the Spirit, seen of angels, preached unto the Gentiles, believed on in the world, received up into glory." Are you catching the God, man? Uh-huh. Isaiah 45:5 says, God speaking, "I am the Lord, and there is none else. There is no God beside me. I girded thee, though thou hast not known." Hallelujah. Isaiah 44:8 says, "Fear ye not, neither be afraid. Have not I told thee from that time and have declared it? Ye are my witnesses. Is there a God beside me? Yea, there is no God. I know not any." Hallelujah. God, my God, revealing as he's come down, even though he was in his heavenly glory, my God, as God, he began to move upon the face of the waters. He began to, my God, manifest who he was as God. Hallelujah. And we find out as we travel, hallelujah, my God, to the book of Matthew, chapter 1. Hallelujah. What we're going to find out here in Matthew chapter 1, and we're going to read verse 18. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. It says, "Now the birth of Jesus Christ was on this wise. When, as his mother Mary was espoused to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Ghost. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man and not willing to make her a public example, was minded to put her away privately. But while he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sin." Hallelujah. And we're finding out that God, my God, began to bring a message, my God, to earth, my God, even as it came from the Old Testament into the New, to say, my God, he's bringing salvation. He's bringing, my God, forgiveness. He's bringing himself into fruition, out of obscurity, as it were, into manifestation, as it were. My God, can somebody say the God-man? Hallelujah. Yes. And as we continue to read, we find out, my God, that verse 21 says, "And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins." That's the reason why, my God, God came. He sent, my God, deliverers. He sent, my God, kings. He sent prophets. He sent people to speak forth his will, speak forth his truth, speak forth his word, speak forth, my God, that he was coming down to, my God, redeem us, coming down to reconcile us, to be the Son of Man, my God, to be the firstborn among many brethren, my God, to have fellowship with us. Can you see him walking down the aisles, looking at each of us one by one? He wants to have fellowship with each of us one by one, yet together, because he, my God, came down sinless. Hallelujah. My God, it became, my God, flesh. Hallelujah. And we find out in Matthew chapter 1, verse 23 through 26, it says, because the prophet had began to say this, it says, "Behold, a virgin shall be with child and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us. Then Joseph, being raised from sleep, did as the angel of the Lord had bidden him, and took unto him his wife, and knew her not till she had brought forth her firstborn son, and he called his name Jesus." Who was Jesus? Emmanuel, being interpreted, God with us. Yes, I'm talking about the God-man. Hallelujah. It's important that we find out who God is to each and every one of us. He is not, quote-unquote, man, as it were, born in sin man. No, he became man. He became the sinless lamb, the sacrifice, who would one day go to the cross and die and shed his blood for our sins, that we would have eternal life. There was a motive of God's mission of coming to the earth. Hallelujah. And it's encouraging to know, my God, that he, my God, came to be our Savior. He came to be our deliverer, not only our comforter and our shield, my God, but to teach us his ways, to teach us his will. And as we come into the New Testament, to find out, my God, that God was looking on the hearts of man. Hallelujah. So we're going to leap, and my God, over here in the spirit realm, over here to St. John chapter 8. And we're going to read, my God, verse 7 through 11. Oh, yes, word up tonight. We're in the third quarter of the year, the last, my God, section of the 3 months of 2019. So truly, it is a conviction in my spirit that God is allowing us to, my God, see who he says of himself that he is. The Bible tells us in St. John, hallelujah, my God, that, and I'm going to go over here, amen, chapter 8, verse 7. It says, let me get over here in glory. So when they continued asking him, he lifted up himself and said unto them, he that is without sin among you, let him first cast a stone at her, talking about the woman that was called adultery. And again he stooped down and wrote on the ground. And they which heard it, being convicted by their own conscience, went out one by one, beginning at the eldest, even to the last. And Jesus was left alone, and the woman standing in the midst. When Jesus had lifted up himself and saw none but the woman, he said unto her, woman, where are those thine accusers? Hath no man condemned thee? She said, no man, Lord. And Jesus said to her, neither do I condemn thee. Go and sin no more. God being in flesh, my God, as Jesus, as the Savior, as the coming Messiah, has the ability, my God, that was shocking the world, to forgive sins. So we also find out in verse 12, then Jesus spake again unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that followeth after me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. So we find out that Jesus, being the Word of God manifested, the light of the world, the light that would come and be shed abroad to show man their sins, to show us our hearts. Hallelujah. How God, being in the flesh, began to, my God, come amongst, my God, humanity, and to begin to forgive sins. Hallelujah. And chapter 8, verse 18, we're going somewhere tonight. Hallelujah. Verse 18, it says, Jesus speaking of himself, he says, I am one that bears witness of myself, and the Father that sent me bears witness of me. Can you catch that dynamic, the God in the man speaking forth who he is in the man? Yes. Verse 19, hallelujah. Then said they unto him, where is thy Father? Jesus answered, ye neither know me nor my Father. If ye had known me, ye should have known my Father also. Can somebody say revelation? God was already speaking to humanity who he was. Yet he was in the flesh, and they were looking at him as just a man. Oh, my God, are you hearing and praying with me on tonight? Verse 23, and he said unto them, ye are from beneath, I am from above. Ye are of this world, I am not of this world. Jesus speaking, my God, prophetically. Jesus speaking literally. Jesus speaking, my God, actually, to allow mankind and these Pharisees to understand he came from above. He came down, my God, to rescue us. He came down, my God, to show forth his love. And Jesus was not caught up in religion. He was trying to, my God, bring us into relationship, my God, with God, our creator. Hallelujah. We're going to go over here to, my God, 8, verse 28. And what we find here, it says, then Jesus said unto them, when ye have lifted up the Son of Man, then shall ye know that I am he, and that I do nothing of myself. But as my Father hath taught me, I speak these things. Hallelujah. And he that sent me is with me. The Father hath not left me alone, for I do always those things that please him. Hallelujah. And it says, as he spake these words, many believed on him. Then said Jesus to those Jews which believed on him, if ye continue in my word, then are ye my disciples indeed. And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. As we're sitting in this large living room, we're finding out that God is allowing us by his Spirit to understand that it is his will for us to be made free. Free from competition, free, my God, from jealousy, free from envy, free, my God, from the spirit, my God, of my God, sabotaging it, my God, navigating it, doing it shenanigans against one another. So we're finding out as we travel again over here with my God in St. John, my God, chapter 13, verse 21. And it says, when Jesus had thus said, he was troubled in his spirit, and testified and said, verily, verily, I said to you, that one of you shall betray me. He said, it says in verse 22, then the disciples looked one on another, doubting of whom he spake. Now there was leaning on Jesus' bosom one of his disciples whom Jesus loved. Simon Peter therefore beckoned to him that he should ask who it should be of whom he spake. He then, lying on Jesus' breast, saith unto him, Lord, who is it? Hallelujah. Jesus answered, he it is to whom I shall give a sop when I have dipped it. And when he had dipped the sop, he gave it to Judas Iscariot, the son of Simon. And after the sop, Satan entered into him. Then said Jesus unto him, that thou doest, do quickly. What we're finding out here, Jesus already knew why he came. He also knew, my God, who his enemy was and who, my God, was going to betray him. As we go here, chapter 13 of St. John, verse 31, it says, therefore, when he was gone out, Jesus said, now is the Son of God glorified, and God is glorified in him. Somebody say, and God is glorified in him. The God-man, and God is glorified in him. My God, if God be glorified in him, Jesus is still speaking, God shall also glorify him in himself and shall straightway glorify him. We find out that Jesus is making known truths of who he is as God manifest in the flesh. The Bible lets us know that in the beginning, God, my God, created the heaven and earth. The Bible also lets us know that, my God, all things were made by him. Without him, there was not anything made that was made. We're finding out the revelation of Jesus the Christ. That being said, let's travel. Let's skip. Let's run over the book of Revelation, chapter 1. And we're going to read, my God, what he says of himself in verse 8. He says, I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending. He's saying who he is as God. John saw him sitting on the throne as Jesus the overcomer, as Jesus the risen lamb, as Jesus, my God, the I am that I am, the God in the flesh, sitting on the throne declaring, I am Alpha and Omega, my God, the beginning and the ending. Verse 11, Jesus speaking said, I am Alpha and Omega, the first and the last. And also we find out in verse 12, it says, John talking, and I turned to see the voice that spake with me, and being turned, I saw seven golden candlesticks in the midst, my God, of the seven candlesticks, one like unto the Son of Man, clothed with a garment down to the foot, and girt with about the paps with a golden girdle. His head and his hairs were white like wool, as white as snow, and his eyes were as a flame of fire. And his feet like unto fine brass, as if they burn in a furnace, and his voice as the sound of many waters. We find in verse 17, it says, and I saw him, and I fell at his feet as dead, and he laid his right hand upon me, saying unto me, fear not, I am the first and the last. The God man, the God in the man. This is the revelation of Jesus the Christ. Some people don't like to acknowledge him for who he truly is. I remember there's a story where he was, my God, around, my God, Philip, and he said, I've been so long time with you, and yet hast thou not known me, Philip? to know who he is, not only as the God who walks amongst his people. He said, I will walk in them. I will dwell in them. He said, I will be their God, and they will be my people. How can that be so? When we receive him as our Lord and Savior, when we receive the living word of God in our heart, because what will happen? It'll bring about a change. It'll bring about not only conversion, my God, but renewal and reconciliation, my God, with God, our Father, our Creator. Hallelujah. Jesus said in verse 18, he said, I am he that liveth and was dead, and behold, I am alive forevermore. Amen. And have the keys of hell and of death. What we're finding out is he's declaring, I am that risen Savior. I'm the one that went to Calvary and died for you as the man, my God. But yet we know he said, my God, I am he that liveth and was dead. How can God die? You would say he didn't die, but the flesh he was in, my God, he gave up as a lamb slain before the foundation of the world. And before I close out, I want to, my God, knock out a few of these scriptures of declaring who God says who he is. My God, Revelation 2, verse 2, God said, I know thy works and thy labor and thy patience and how thou hast and how thou canst not bear them, my God, which say, thou canst not bear them which are evil, and thou hast tried them which say they are apostles and are not, and hast found them liars, my God. And verse 3, and has borne and has patience, and for my name's sake has labored and has not fainted. 2:19, we hear Jesus talking here. He said, I know thy works and charity and service and faith and thy patience and thy works, and the last to be more than the first. Oh, my God. Revelation 3, 1. Hallelujah. And unto the angel of the church of Sardis write these things, says he that hath the seven spirits of God and the seven stars. Jesus said, I know thy works, that thou hast a name, that thou livest and are dead. Be watchful and strict in the things which remain that are ready to die, for I have not found thy works perfect before God. Remember, therefore, how thou hast received and heard, and hold fast and repent. Oh, my God. He said, if therefore thou shalt not watch, I will come on thee as a thief, and thou shalt not know what hour I will come upon thee. God have mercy. Revelation 3:8. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus saying, I know thy works. Behold, I have set before thee an open door, and no man can shut it. For thou hast a little strength, and hast kept my word, and hast not denied my name. Behold, I will make them of the synagogue of Satan, which say they are Jews and are not, but do lie. Behold, I will make them to come and to worship before thy feet, and to know that I have loved thee. My God. I'm convicted to bring out these specific I knows, because if God is in this living room walking and looking at us one by one, he knows, my God, the things we have, my God, endured and went through in 2019. My God, he knows, my God, the heartache, the heartbreaks, my God, the injustice, the disappointments. He knows the hearts that have been grieving because of loved ones passing. He knows, and he can identify, my God, the rejection and the, my God, the confusion. He knows, my God, the struggles. Hallelujah. But he is the God, man. He is the risen Savior. He is the God that became flesh and, my God, is acquainted with all of our griefs and our sorrows. He understands. Hallelujah. And he just doesn't want to leave us in that state. Mind you, being in God's big living room, when you're invited into someone's living room, as it were, it's a place of, my God, someone, my God, feeling at peace to invite you in. Come on, somebody, are you praying with me? They have to, my God, be willing, my God, to have conversation with you. They have to be willing. It's a two-way conversation. It's like, God, you want me to know more about your affection and relating, that you understand understood, my God, the things I have went through this year. My God, the things that try to overcome me. My God, the secret competitions and the secret debates, the whispering, the lying, and the backbiting, and the spirit of confusion to try to overtake the mind. But we speak life because God has brought us into this large living room to say, as he's looking at us one by one, I see you and I know you. Cut off my shot. And he knows the things that are not of his spirit. Are you praying with me on tonight? And he knows the development and manifestation of the spirit, my God, of his fruit that is being made, my God, developed within us on the inside. Hallelujah. The masks are being taken off, God of our sake. And it is God's will, hallelujah, that we be shamefaced before him, that we be barefaced, as it were, before him in our spirit, my God, have koinonia and fellowship with him. Because how can we have koinonia and fellowship with one another if we're not in koinonia fellowship with our God? So as he's walking by us, wanted to say, I know you. I understand. I understand where you need deliverance. I understand where you need a breakthrough. I understand, my God, where you need encouragement. I understand where your self-esteem needs to be healed. I understand where you're haughty and you need to be, my God, you need to humble yourself. I understand. My God, how you've tried to keep yourself strong, my God, in spite of the opposition of the enemy. But we find out as we're closing out that the God who became man is not only our God, my God, but he is our deliverer. He is our protection. He is our shield, and he is our buckler. And we find out that no weapon that was formed this year against us was not able to prosper because God, my God, was in the mix. He was seeing it all along. He was recognizing it all along. And it was his will to say, you know what? Now I'm going to turn the lights on and let you see what was trying to come against you. Can you say no access? Oh, yeah, I give no access to spirits, my God, of confusion. I give no access to secret deceptions, my God, of false friendships and false associations and false relationships. My God, I always tell people the discerning of spirits is real because the Holy Ghost is real. So God is looking at our heart, discerning, my God, identifying and recognizing where we have come this year. And, my God, by his spirit, unlocking some things and, my God, proving some things so he can, my God, carry us and help us to go through, my God, to the next year. Hallelujah. I pray you're encouraged by this word, the God man. May God bless each and every one of our hearts today and that our ears will open to hear his voice, to hear his word. My God, that our spirits, my God, were enlightened and encouraged and uplifted and built up to know that he didn't bring us this far in this journey to just drop us, my God, but to, my God, carry us where we felt weakened, my God, to strengthen, my God, us in our spirit, in our heart. And I just thank God, hallelujah, for this precious opportunity to bring forth, my God, the illumination that God wants to walk among us. Hallelujah. He said he would pour his spirit out upon us, upon all flesh. Hallelujah. That his sons and his daughters would prophesy. That his old man would dream dreams and his young man would see visions. This is the heart of God who will see and do greater works that he has preordained and, my God, proclaimed that we should do in him. May God be glorified and may you be edified and the devil put under our feet and horrified because we know where his end is, the lake of fire and brimstone, where he shall be, tormented day and night forever and ever. May God be alone praised in Jesus' name. The lines are open. If you want to call
Amen.
In, this is your chance. This is your
Amen.
Time.
Amen. Amen. Dial one. Come on in. Women Speak Now with
Dial
Minister
one.
Charlene. What a word. Come on in. Minister Terry, you got come on in.
Amen. God bless you, family, beautiful family. My God, you know, you said you hope we receive. Yes, I received this message, and I say all glory to God for using you tonight as the vessel to deliver this message. You keep
bless
doing and preaching the word. Yeah, you keep doing and preaching the word of God. And I love you, my beautiful sister. Amen.
Amen. Amen. God bless you. Love you.
Amen. Amen. Truly
love
blessed.
Love you
truly
too, Pastor E, and the listeners too. Amen.
Bless you, Minister
Amen.
Terry.
Amen.
Amen. Anybody else? Come on, dial one, get into the conversation. Give your greetings to Minister Charlene tonight and her encouragement on her word. I know I have definitely been encouraged because I can't wait to listen to the archives when I could just be in this without having to do the things of running the board. But awesome, awesome. Come on, we got a couple more minutes. You can dial one. Anything going on in your region? What's going on with you, Minister Charlene? You want to share with the network?
Just right now, just getting ready for the worship night at our church. Just like still soul winning, reaching souls, and then in the salon teaching. I'm in my new promotion, teaching in Sunday school, the adults. Yeah, I just have a heart of expectation.
Amen.
I know God is up to something good, and I'm ready. I don't know what God's up to, but I'm telling you, He got me out the box on this station, so I know He's up to something. Because you know, in preparation, He's always like, you don't know what He's doing behind the scenes. Like, I didn't even know I was going to be a Sunday school teacher this year for the adults. So this is definitely a new season for me. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. 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 Well, that is a blessing. Now, you saying what are you having a worship night at your church?
We're having a watch night service coming into the new year. We have that usually every year.
Oh, okay.
And then,
I thought you meant something. I thought you were talking about something now.
Oh, something current. I'm sorry. No. And I like to say that word, same old, because I just say, Lord, every time you have something going on at church, amen. If I'm not at work, I can go, you know. But, yes, my soul winning is in the salon right
amen.
Now.
Amen.
You know.
Amen. Praise God.
Okay. Yeah.
Amen. Well, what a blessed word. I see everybody else has just received, and we're going to move on. You can pray us out of here. We thank God for our number one sponsor here at the network, Ease Tees for You. You think it, we print it. You can find any of your printing needs, from clothing to banners to advertisement and marketing materials. EaseTeesForYouNow.com or 562-413-3710. We thank also Tony Renama Law Firm. Get any of your law needs taken care of with TonyRenama.com. TonyRenama.com. Go ahead and pray us out of here, woman of God.
Amen. Lord, we just thank you, God, for this precious, 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 delicate opportunity, Lord God, to share the truth of your word for who you are. Lord, there's no God beside you, no one near you, no, they can be equal to you. You're God all by yourself. God, thank you for loving us so much with such a great love, full of compassion, my God, to change us, that we won't be the same, oh God, but that we'll be like Jesus Christ, your sons, your daughters, oh God. God, just manifesting that you are the God of our lives. God bless each and every one of our hearts. May we, my God, walk more to your love, go more further into your presence. My God, hear more from you. My God, in relationship, my God, our relationship with one another will grow. My God, the family of God will grow. And we thank you, God, that you're up to something good in our lives. We magnify you in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
There's nobody like you, Lord. None compares to you. We give you glory. We give you all. Your name is strength. Your name is power. A strong strong time makes me sick.
Hallelujah.
Healer, provider, sustainer, yeah.
Hallelujah.